Demanding a tough response. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Ukraine is calling for the world to react in a meaningful way with more weapons and sanctions after a missile struck a train station, killing at least 52 people and wounding dozens more.
At least five children are among the dozens killed while waiting at a train station trying to escape their city. Early Friday, two missiles struck the evacuation corridor in Kramatorsk on the eastern side of the country. Ukraine's prosecutor general calling it Russian strategy to scare civilians so badly they won't even attempt to flee. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 300 others are wounded.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Ukrainian President Zelensky accused Russia of deliberately attacking the station. Moscow, in return, blamed Ukraine. The White House holds a celebration one day after the Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. On the South Lawn, Jackson tearfully embraced the moment and thanked the justice she will replace, Stephen Breyer, for mentoring her during her clerkship.
I am daunted by the prospect of having to follow in his footsteps, and I would count myself lucky, indeed, to be able to do so with even the smallest amount of his wisdom, grace, and joy.
President Biden, who made his own history by nominating the first black woman to the high court, and Vice President Harris, who's the first woman in her office, stood by Jackson during the ceremony. Attorneys for convicted Boston bomber Zhokhar Tsarnaev are appealing last month's Supreme Court decision that reinstated his death penalty. Attorneys are asking the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to consider four constitutional claims not taken up by the high court. And stocks ended mixed Friday. The Dow gained 137 points. The Nasdaq lost 186. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A partial verdict in the trial over a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer.
Two of the accused, Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta, acquitted in federal court in Grand Rapids, with a jury deadlocked in a mistrial on charges for two others, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., in the alleged plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over the Democratic governor's COVID lockdowns.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case.
Defense attorney Christopher Gibbons says the case was based on entrapment by informants who were working for the FBI. Fox and Croft Jr. are still being held as prosecutors decide their next move in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The State Department says it's unable to compile a complete and accurate accounting of gifts presented to former President Trump and other U.S. officials by foreign governments during Trump's final year in office. The reason, officials say, data is missing from the White House. At the Masters, the cut's been made after a milestone day.
The wind getting the better of most of the pack at Augusta National, but not Scottie Scheffler. He would post a 5-under 67 to sit alone at 8-under for the Masters after second-round action Friday, a 5-stroke lead on a pack of four, tying a Masters record after 36 holes.
All things considered, it's a pretty solid round of golf. Playing tough out there today with the winds being high like they were.
And that group of four at 3-under includes reigning champ Hideki Matsuyama, Sungjae Im, Shane Lowry, and Charles Schwartzel. Tiger Woods will head into the weekend at Augusta. He's right now sitting in a tie for 19th at one over. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A decision's been made about Will Smith and a slap at the Oscars. The Motion Picture Academy banned Smith from attending the awards ceremony or any other Academy event for 10 years for slapping Chris Rock. Smith had already resigned from the Academy, but says he accepts the board's decision. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.